Live. You can bring up anything you want. We are launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number tonight for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those. Freetalklive.com. You get to create the content on the site. If you find something interesting you want to share with our listeners, you just submit it over at freetalklive.com. Submit it as show prep. It pops up on the upcoming stories queue. And then other listeners can vote as whether they like or dislike. And you get to vote on things, too. The most liked entries will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. And our other listeners are more likely to see it and enjoy and appreciate it.
So where I do my show prep, it's not only do you get to show the stories to me, and lots of people send stories to me individually, but you can get a bunch of other people to see the story, too. So it has added value.
Yeah, because half the time we're probably not going to have time to talk about it due to the fact this is an open phone show and anybody can call in at 800-259-9231. So head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive as we go back to your phone calls about what you want. Bo is listening to WFLA in Tampa Bay. Hello, Bo.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not too much. I actually wanted to weigh in on this whole education thing and on the topic of nullification, actually.
Sure.
Education and nullification?
Yes.
Tie these things together.
I really think that by indoctrinating kids, students, into this public school, government-funded, government-approved, style of education, they themselves, or the educators, the administrators, actually root out the possibility of having a strong foundation and understanding of nullification.
That makes sense.
Let's tell people what it is.
Yeah, what is nullification?
Nullification is the ability to say no. When you have an arbitrary law, somebody's telling you, they know the absolute truth, and they have to get any other way of going about it. They have to get your approval, and it really separates people from allowing themselves to think for themselves,
Well, I think that probably the most operative term of the use nullification here is either in a situation where a state nullifies the federal government, states will use the law to nullify the federal government, or juries will use their 1,000-year right to nullify a bad law in the case of, say, some prohibition's a good example of how juries use nullification in the past.
Mm-hmm. And the thing, though, too, is it is a relative term, and it can be applied in different areas. Like you say, from the states to the federal to, but even I think to the individual as well. And we always have to be able to say no, especially say, for instance, I happen to be, I happen to have in my pipe a green leafy substance and I have a cop come up to me and say something about it. I should have the opportunity to say, no, I think, whatever you think about it is your business and I have my own. And you need to stay out of it.
Absolutely. But more people do need to learn to say no. And I think you're right on what you're suggesting, that the government essentially, through its authoritarian system, it does encourage people to just go along to get along and to just take whatever comes to them. And well, that's just how it is. You just got to pay up the fines, pay the fees, do whatever the nice officer in the uniform tells you to do, kids. And we'd be a lot more free now if people were trained to say no, wouldn't we?
Right, exactly, and you end up having people like, what is it, four colors back over there who's saying, it's the parents' fault. That's all it is blame the other person. You don't have personal responsibility when you go and let somebody else decide for you. If you don't have experience in making good judgments, then you're not going to ever make any good judgments.
Bo, thank you for the call, and enjoy the green leafy substance. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, parents do deserve some of the blame, though, because they allow it to go on. And, of course, we've all been educated. Most of us have been educated in the government school system, so it's generation after generation of doing the wrong thing. So I don't And it's hard to blame parents, but at the same time, if parents were to actually stand up and say no,
somebody else is going to. Nobody's going to do it for you. You've right. got to stand up, and you've got to educate, be responsible for the education of your kid. You've got to be responsible for the money in your house. And this is something that I think we didn't get a chance to touch on is how. So many more people would be responsible for the education of their children if it wasn't for the incredible tax burden that the average American pays.
That's true. A lot of the reason you've got two parents working is to pay federal and state income taxes.
Tax Freedom Day is coming up here. We still have yet to meet it. That means that the average American is still working for the government right mm-hmm. now in this sort of slave labor, sharecropper situation that we're all in. And don't forget that there's still property taxes, state taxes,
inflation is a tax as well.
Yeah, there's state income taxes, there's inflation is a tax, gas has tax, sales has tax. Every tax that a corporation pays is passed on to you when you buy a product from them. All these things, they amount to half to 60% of your time spent paying the government.
So what can be done? Realistically, we talked earlier about this briefly, and I wanted to make sure we could expound upon it. What can be done? Because if parents are at fault for this to some extent by allowing this to go on, well, okay, it's great. You can pull your kid out of government school. That's a good idea, and maybe you can make it work financially with still having to pay property taxes. But ultimately, the system itself needs to go away. Until the system goes away, we're going to have a docile, obedient group of Americans that is going to easily be duped by the Republicans and Democrats into continuing to be obedient and do whatever it is that they're told and pay whatever taxes it is that they're ordered to pay. That educational system run, this one-size-fits-all monopoly run by the government, has to be eliminated at some point. And that's obviously going to take a couple of things, I think. Both a political solution of inside-the-system solution of people who aren't afraid to propose something like that, because no Republican or Democrat is going to get up and say, I think we should get rid of the government education system. That's just not going
to
happen.
Rand Paul proposed to get rid of the Department of Education, which I think would be a huge step in that direction.
That I'm surprised to hear. That's good to know, Mark. Unfortunately, nobody else is going to agree with him in Washington,
D.C. They're going to paint him as a nutball and
that he doesn't care about education because he
wants
to get
rid of it. You don't care about education just because you don't want to give money to the federal government for education.
The solution isn't going to come from the federal government. Okay, that wasn't what I meant by an inside-the-system solution. There's no way that I don't think the federal government can ever change on this matter. The nullification, though, is possible. So bringing liberty-minded people together, as we're doing here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, getting liberty-oriented people together in the same place to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime, that's a critical step. Because right now, the people that understand that the government is an educational monopoly are very few and far between, I think. The people that are willing to do something about it are even fewer. And so those few need to get together so where they can be more than few. They need to get together in the same place to where they can actually have a positive influence on achieving educational freedom and other freedoms in our lifetime. So getting liberty-oriented parents and liberty-oriented individuals together in New Hampshire to work towards more freedom in all areas, especially education, is, in my opinion, that's the best solution.
Only thing that can work.
It's the best solution because you can have the political change, and at the same time, at some point, we can also push things from the other side of non-cooperation on an individual basis to where parents who are finally fed up with this government school system and having been forced to pay for it could band together in a property tax revolt. I mean, how powerful would that be? I understand most parents aren't willing to take a risk like that. But if parents could come together and take that risk together, then how powerful would it be to have those human interest stories of a couple of parents and their child and why it is that they are no longer paying the 60% of the property taxes that they're being ordered to pay? It's because, hey, I wanted to take my kids out of this government school, but I couldn't afford to do it on my own, so I decided I wanted to keep the money that I earned and then spend that on my child directly or on my friend's children's down the street or, you know, together. We pooled our money together to do our own education thing as parents. I think that could be an incredibly persuasive story to have parents opt out of paying property taxes. But I'm not a parent, so I can't really lead that fight. It's just more of like a fantasy for me. 800-259-9231. I would join them. I would join them and withhold my property taxes as well, and I would send my property taxes to educational scholarships that I'd agree with. not the government schools. How powerful would that be? Combine that with a political solution, and you've got some real change. But we need the people to make it happen. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. In fact, we'll tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in a moment. It'd be a great opportunity to come up here and check this community out. It's Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, we've got a webcam. You can go and watch and listen and interact because our chat room is built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. The CAM is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Yeah, Memory Dealers. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. All their optical transceivers are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They even have customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. If you don't have need for optical transceivers, usually it's kind of a big business thing, certainly a techie thing. They also have great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. Check them out at memorydealers.com. In stock, ready to ship, via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Troy, listening to WTAR in Virginia Beach. Hello, Troy.
Hey, how are you guys doing this evening? I'm sorry, I've been calling y'all quite frequently recently. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Gotcha. With your thoughts.
Okay, because I've been on hold for about 2 hours. I don't know how long, and my battery's about dead. I wanted to call and talk. I was on hold last night. Y'all were talking about taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to discuss two quick issues with that. I'll actually make one point, and then the other one, ask your thoughts. There's a book I wrote called Getting Control, The Complete Guide to Getting Yourself Out of Horrible Debt, and there's a chapter in that that talks about the history of government and taxes, but it also has a chapter on credit bureaus. And, you know, I always tell people that, you know, our forefathers had a revolution for taxes. A long time we didn't have taxes, and the Civil War was taxes. And then, you know, now everybody's pretty much slaves to credit bureaus, you know, with their credit score and all that stuff. And they're not even government. They have more information than the government does. I want to know what your guys' thoughts on that was.
Well, the credit bureaus have the information that you let them have. You don't have to deal with credit bureaus if you don't want to. It's an option that one takes, and it makes one's life easier in a lot of cases. A lot of people are concerned with their credit ratings and things like that, and I don't see any reason not to be. The government forces you to give them their information. The credit bureau looks for it, and if, for instance, you choose to, you know, hide your location, either you own your property in the name of a trust or a corporation, you keep your mailing address at a private mailbox someplace, UPS store or something like that.
And you don't have any credit cards.
Yeah, you don't have to use credit cards. But if you choose to use credit reporting agencies are certainly going to, I mean, the people that take your credit are going to want to know how good you are at paying it back.
Yeah, so the credit reporting agencies perform a useful function in society, but if you want to be away from them, it is possible to do that.
Yeah, no, I understand, the point is, I'm just saying that all of a sudden it seems like these three private companies have control over people's lives, and they're not even government. And they get information from government officials, and this is supposed to be under the Privacy Act information, and they still find ways to get that, manipulate that. And even worse nowadays, you got Google out there, and their main job is to basically copy and download and copy everything on the internet as it goes and grows. And then it just puts that information out there, whether even government officials want to or not.
Well, I think it's preferable, and, you know, one could say that essentially the credit reporting agencies are to some extent sort of a private governing agency. They govern in some way or another as to whether or not you get loans, and in some cases whether or not you get jobs. People, employers will make, sort of decisions based on your credit rating as to whether or not to hire you. Mm-hmm. All kinds of people will make those decisions. But I like that better than I like the coercive system that the government offers. I think that it, to some extent, it's an alternative and one that the marketplace needed.
Yeah, you know, as far as the taxes go, I mean, it's crazy nowadays. You're talking about, you got FICA, property tax, Social Security, sales tax, and don't even get me started on like all the little fees that they don't even count as taxes. And man, if our forefathers lived today, they'd probably burn this place to the ground.
There are other information brokers out there, by the way. I mean, it's not just the credit reporting bureaus that are gathering information on you. There are also just private information dealers. They just buy and sell people's info. They sell them to, like, mass marketers. They sell them to direct-to-mail campaigners. They sell them to corporations that are doing, you know, customer research, all kinds of different informational gathering. You go out there, you type your name in on the Internet, like Zaba Search, and you'll come up with all kinds of stuff that you may not expected would be easily accessible out there. So really, what you're talking about, what I hear from you, is a concern over privacy. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, these people, I mean, it's bad enough when the government gets your information because they're forcing you and they have guns and jails and stuff, but then you got these private companies that have nothing to do with the government getting information from the government.
Well, clearly, if the government's involved, then that's a problem, too. But if you want to be private, it's your responsibility, Troy. You're the one who has to take responsibility for your privacy, especially in this day and age when it's even more difficult to attain. And privacy and the information that's out there is a double-edged sword. You know, on one hand, you've got this huge amount of information at your fingertips, known as the Internet, and it is possible to anonymously be there. But a lot of the services that are very, very useful require essentially you dropping your privacy, like Facebook to some extent. I mean, there are controls there for privacy, but Google, you mentioned. Google Mail Service. Free Talk Live uses Google Mail for our back end. We are the one, freetalklive.com mailing addresses all go through Google, and that means that Google gets to data mine all of our emails. They get to use the content of our emails to sell us advertising in the hopes that we'll click on some ads and their advertisers will keep buying stuff through them. And I'm okay with that because I think Google's product is that great. I'm willing to sacrifice that level of privacy. But if you want that privacy, it's there for you. You just have to learn how to achieve it, and you have to be consistent with your application of what you want to be private.
You have to be consistent.
Yeah, you can't cut corners when it comes to privacy. There's just no way to do it. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
One more thing. I was talking about product tech is the idea came up more about this information too, about maybe certain institutions like church institutions or maybe like the Amish communities, for example, like their whole communities are not really part of the government or tax. And is that what the kind of community type group are y'all guys pushing for?
You're saying that the Amish don't have to pay property taxes?
Right.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
I would love to see if that is true. If that's true, please send us the link and let us know, because I'm going Amish if that's the case.
All I'm pushing for is, like, this is the simple message. Government's a monopoly, and it's not okay to hit, shoot, or threaten your neighbor in order to get them to do what they want if they haven't already hit, shot, or threatened you.
Yeah, thanks, Troy, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The Free State Project is not a commune. It's not a group of people all moving on to the same plot of land.
Not even moving to the same city.
No, it's people who love liberty moving to New Hampshire in order to get active in whatever way they think is best, whether that's in the political system or doing civil disobedience or creating media or doing outreach or working as a volunteer in the community or any mix of the above. They're getting together in the same general geographic region to make a difference. And we already are making a difference. We just could use a few more thousand folks. And then, whew, boy, things would get really interesting. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And we respect your privacy. You don't have to give us your real name. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs, normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tools. Slaves to build the
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL-CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free. Enjoy them on us. freetalklive.com. Features like listening options, live streams, we've got them, broadband and dial-up versions, the latest episode of Free Talk Live running around the clock 24/7 there over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll learn about the other listening options. You've got like 94 great radio stations from coast to coast that carry the show, plus our satellite options like XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air satellite channel, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to listen in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about all those. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We were talking about the Free State Project a moment ago. I mentioned the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up. Got about 2 months left. June 20th through the 26th is when it's happening. Where? The beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Oh, my goddess. They are incredible. The view is just amazing. That's one thing. One reason to go to Rogers Campground for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, just the natural beauty of the place. But beyond that, the real reason to go is the hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who will be there together to camp and enjoy each other's company. Lots of different things happening, everything from live performances, musical bands, the Freakeen Karaoke is going to be happening, the Freakeen Soapbox Idol as well, all kinds of barbecues and lots of different people selling their wares and food sales and drink sales, and their agorism in action, family fun activities, lots of different stuff happening, and so much that we can't even tell you here on the air. So go to porkfest.com to learn more, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. That's porkfest.com, and you can get registered there for as little as $30. Actually, even less. Use our discount code to save 20%.
10%. The discount code is Free Talk Live without any spaces. So just run those words together as one word. Put that in as your discount code. You'll save 20% on your Porkfest registration. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, and we will see you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting throughout the entire week. Hey, you can't make it up for the week? Come up for the weekend. It's still a good time. I know that Puke, one of our occasional Sunday night co-hosts, was bemoaning the fact that he can't make it up. He's got a new job, and you just can't make it up through the week. And I said, well, are you going to come up for the weekend? He said, yeah, I'm definitely coming up for Saturday, Saturday and Sunday. And it's just, if you can get up there at all, it's worth the trip. Wouldn't you say, Mark?
It's an adventure unlike any you've ever had.
All right, so porkfest.com, as we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to Brian, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Brian. Brian?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just have a comment about the school systems. And my kids, it's funny how one school system to another, kids are fine, and then they uproot and move to a different state, and all of a sudden, you know, the kids don't do what they're supposed to do or act the way they're supposed to act. They're pretty quick to say they have ADD or ADHD, yeah, and push medication on them that you can buy at a street corner. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You know, it does seem like the school system is very quick to take a child who's active or acts out or whatever and give them medication. And I think one of the reasons for that is once they can put them on this medication, then they're one of their special ed kids.
Yes,
a regular
sir.
Kid is probably worth $11,000 to $13,000 on average to a school system. However, a special needs child is worth $30,000 or $40,000 to a school system. So the school system is financially, it benefits. It's incentivized in order to make every kid special. And
yes,
as a result, all of our taxes go up because every kid's special. And I think
yes,
they are all special. However, I don't think that they need – I don't think throwing $40,000 at every kid is somehow going to fix whatever their learning problems are.
Right, and never mind the overpopulation of the classrooms, 25 to 27 kids, for one teacher. I mean, that might not have anything to do with it, but, I think it does.
I think that, the more one-on-one that a kid can get, the better off that they are, because a program's going to be customized to them. That's why I'm a big fan of homeschooling, because, it's one person, usually a person who deeply loves that child, who it has followed them all through their learning, all the time administering a program for them. They may not be the educational expert that everybody is, but remember, what we need to give our kids mostly is reading, writing, and arithmetic, the ability to use the internet and think critically for themselves. It doesn't have to do with knowing a great deal of science or math.
Exactly, and my wife and I have almost felt bullied by the school system into getting these kids on, might as well call them narcotics and stuff like that. It's almost
exactly
wrong.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
They are narcotics. If you have these prescriptions, these things are highly regulated.
It might as well be Soma out of the book Brave New World. I mean, where everybody was doped up. They got their daily dope from the government, essentially,
right,
to keep them in line. I mean, essentially, that's what's happening to a lot of these kids, is they're in a school system where they aren't being challenged. And
right,
they're so smart that they can't handle it. And so as a result of being placed in this stupid system that is just completely non-customizable to their needs, their individual needs, they act out. They're acting out in class, and as a result of that, the school system wants to put them on dope.
Exactly. I'm not the most, brightest person in the world, but you give me speed and I'll do just about anything you want me to, I'm all ears.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Thank you again. Let's continue and talk to Ted, listening to the TJ Network in Tennessee. Hello, Ted. Ted of Tennessee, going once.
A little confused. The school system doesn't administer drugs to anybody, nor do we determine that anybody should take them.
Do we? Do you work for them?
Yeah. Yeah, really? I'm a teacher here in Tennessee.
Have you not seen situations where the school will say that a kid needs some kind of Ritalin or something like that, and then in some cases not even let the kid back until they get that?
Well, you know what? As I understand it, we're not even allowed to discuss whether or not a child is on medication, and I know for a fact the last thing you can do is look at a parent or a child and say, you can't come back unless you've had your medication.
Now, is this...
Now, you guys are going to have to show me something that says otherwise, because I know exactly what our principal tells us, and that is you do not look at a child or a parent and tell them that they can't come back until they've had their medication, nor do you ever look at a child and say you need to be on medication. That is
yeah,
not
maybe
our job.
You as a teacher wouldn't be saying those things.
Nor do the principals or the nurses or anybody else involved in the school system.
Maybe things are different there in Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard this story so many times that I don't even question it for myself. So.
Well, I think you should. That's a very dangerous position to hold without questioning it.
We have had people call and tell us those things, have we not?
Yeah, multiple times.
Yeah.
Well, but
are you saying they're lying?
I'm saying that either rules are different elsewhere or that they're misinformed. I'll say that because I also want to ask you about this. Have you heard about the movement right now in education to make a special effort to diversify instruction and make sure that we are teaching every child the way that they need to learn? And we also try to do the best that we can, you know, when we've got overachieving and underachieving and average students.
I know, dude. I know you try to do the best you can. I know you do. A lot of teachers are there in this system where they are restricted in various different ways, and you try to do the best you can within the structures.
I do not blame teachers for the state of the American public school system.
Here's one example for you. Just to go back on your other topic real quick, there are parents who have told us that they have been told that if they don't vaccinate their children, that they won't be allowed to go to school at all, like before
now
the school year even begins.
That's true.
Okay, so that one you're confirming. But I'm telling you, man, there are situations where, and maybe it doesn't happen in your district, or maybe it doesn't happen in Tennessee.
Well, I don't know that I haven't been able to find anything just looking here right on Google, but I'm sure that one of our listeners who's up on this is going to be sending us something here very shortly.
Yeah, I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and I know that you do the best you can as a teacher within this government school system. It's just unfortunate that the system is crippled, and there's no amount of changing the deck chairs on the Titanic that's going to fix it. It just needs to go away and be replaced by, you want to talk about diversity? The marketplace has it.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control even in these remaining moments. Maybe enough time for your thoughts. If you are on the line, we'll do our best to get to you. If not, well, call us another night. We'll certainly be here 6 nights a week. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support this program, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month to the show. We take that money and reinvest it in the program and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board around the world, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you'd like to jump on board with any major credit card, you can do it through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website to make it easy. You get some special perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, and podcast. Go get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, before we get back right into your phone calls, we've been kind of tapping away at our computers here trying to verify our claim.
The guy just called in, teacher, says, hey, what are you guys talking about? We're not allowed to recommend medications to kids. And we have, over the years, and just the caller before him, as a matter of fact, the guy was saying that, you know, the school system's pushing his kids to take dope and that kind of thing. And, you know, the guy, one guy's experience is completely different than another guy's experience. And, you know, he was rightly saying that it's our responsibility, if we make a positive statement, i.e. schools push Ritalin on kids, that we need to back up that statement. And I don't know what it's like in his particular school district or his state or whatever, but, you know, I have heard throughout the years that this is the case. Mm-hmm. I've got here from McAllister.edu.
It's a college.
Saying... right here, in many instances, teachers are in the best position to become aware of ADHD symptoms and thus should recommend evaluations of children when they deem it necessary.
Right. That doesn't mean that the teacher is calling the parent and saying you should do this. The teacher would then go to the administrators and say, I think little Johnny may have ADHD. The administrators will then likely contact the parents and let them know of their recommendation. Whether they're going to put the screws to them or not is another question. How often that happens, how often the parent is threatened by saying, well, we're going to take your kid out of the government school if they don't get this medication. I don't know if that happens as often as the government school simply recommending from an authoritarian position that the parents do it. Of course, the parents are trained to be obedient, and so many of them
will. Here's a politician saying that I've heard of many families approached by school school systems who are told that if their child cannot attend, told their child cannot attend school if they are not put on Ritalin. Also, this website, Ritalin-online.com, and many educational institutions, teachers have recommended Ritalin to their students. This practice has been held for a long time. It produces significant results in studies and improving productivity. And it recommends that you buy Ritalin for your kid. And,
yes,
of course, Ritalin-online.com.
Maybe things are different in his school.
There's an association here. Yeah, there have been, in Connecticut, I can see that there has been a law passed that only doctors are allowed to give medical advice. And I think that that's a step in the right direction. But, you know, it's, this is our experience.
Let's talk to Angela, listening in California to KGOE in Eureka. Angela, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Yes, I wanted to comment on the fact that they, as Alex Jones says, they want to dumb us down. The government sees our children as not belonging to us. They will allow us sometimes to have our children. But in Chicago, they were talking on the Alex Jones show also about how parents are not allowed to pack their children's school lunches.
That's one school, yep.
And this is just part of the government scheme. People are stupid if they think that the government cares about their children. The government is regularly trafficking. And this has happened to me and my children personally, where the government has seen my children as beautiful, white, little girls under three that are considered highly trafficable merchandise.
What
so they grab children, and you're not allowed. You don't have any civil rights. They walk into your home. They do this with law enforcement. They grab your kids, and you're not allowed to speak in court. And whatever the social workers and everybody who is in this child trafficking system says goes as if God said it himself, and it's like dominoes.
How does the government find out about your three-year-olds? I mean, usually they haven't yet entered the government school system at that point.
At that point, yes. This started for me personally when I married someone who I had known very little about, but this man had cheated from day one. I had two little girls with him, and the night that I told him I was filing for divorce Monday morning, he abducted him that night.
Mm.
I got my children returned to me at the police station. He couldn't even tell the judge where he'd left our little girls. Unbeknownst to me, this child that had been molested himself back in the state of Wisconsin, and it produces a whole nother system of criminals, because then it just perpetuates itself. I had no idea that I had married someone who had been molested by his own brother, and so was his sister.
Wow.
When my children were returned to me, and my 2.5-year-old started telling me about how Daddy had touched her down there.
Oh boy.
I reported truthfully, word for word, not only the fact that he'd hit her on the face and told her to shut up and stop crying for me, and all of these officials were more than happy to hide this man, pretending to be the real victim of domestic violence, who only knows all the loopholes in the laws. He is out there right now looking for his next victims to molest his next children.
Why do you feel that the government system, and I mean CPS is awful to many, many people, the Child Protective Services, so-called, why do you feel that they took his side in this matter?
Well, they don't know what to believe, but a lot of them always side, for some reason, that their idea of an investigation into the sexual abuse of my child was asking this man, who's not only a pathological liar, he has a long criminal history, and like I said, unbeknownst to me as a mother, everyone teaches you, the media teaches you, that the people you need to protect your children from are people who are maybe babysitters. They don't teach you that maybe your husband was molested and that you have to even protect your children. And children that are so young don't understand. They love their parents unconditionally.
Well, statistically, in the media's defense, statistically, husbands or fathers are the least likely to molest a child. It's usually stepfathers or uncles, or even mothers are more likely than fathers to do it.
No, it's more likely that men do it than women.
No, I'm sorry, you're wrong. I mean, I've looked at these numbers. The fact is, it's more likely the man will be kicked out of the house, so therefore he doesn't have the opportunity to do it. It's less likely the man will even live with his kids.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue here with your calls. Ed is listening in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, gentlemen. You know, the United States uses 90% of the world's Ritalin. And they're even putting 2- and 4-year-olds on this stuff, if you can believe that. 20% of kids are on these drugs, psychotropic tropic drugs.
Hmm.
And also, you know, you're talking about the schools. I tell you, in before 1990, before they cracked down on crack cocaine, there were 3 black men in college to everyone in jail. After 1990, it's gone down to 1-to-1. Like I said,
wow,
it's
wow.
devastated the black communities, this war on drugs. And you do have to deal with poverty. But, of course, the war on drugs is what's keeping the poverty going, is a main factor in it. But look, back to the schools and all. The longest stretch on earth, it's often said, is the distance between education policymakers and what goes on in the head of kids.
That's
what
wow.
y'all were saying. And also, look, the problem with the brain, it was not designed to think. Now, I want you to think about this. This kind of shocks some people. The main 2 functions of the brain is to see and move. In other words, we have a Stone Age brain and the Information Age. And Henry Ford said, if thinking was easy, everybody would be doing it. So, really, teachers, I hope parents are listening and teachers. All teachers and parents, I'd recommend take a little psychology. Know how the brain works. They've learned so much about the brain now in the last 5 years. I mean, it's a shame that teachers don't know this. And then I wish y'all could read Freedom in Learning from Paul Goodman. Maybe you can find it. And it was in the Saturday Review, May 18th, 1968. But you would not believe what he's saying. Almost everything y'all been saying here.
Wow.
And I'll end with this little paragraph here if y'all let me.
Sure.
He says, James Coleman estimates the average youth in high school is there about 10 minutes a day. Now, here's Paul Goodman. Since the growing up of the young into society to be useful to themselves and others and to do God's work is one of the 3 or 4 most important functions of any society, no doubt we ought to spend even more on the education of the young than we do, but I would not give a penny to the present administrators, and I would largely dismantle the present school machinery. He wrote that in 1968. But also, let me bust this myth, because I like you guys. The American education system has never been good. I can back it up with the 2 books written in 1950s, Why Can't Johnny Read and Education Wastelands. But anyway,
I believe you. No doubt. Obviously, I wasn't around back then. I thank you for the call tonight.
Yeah, it's just my understanding that it used to be higher ranked.
Well, right.
When you're comparing governments to governments, you're comparing monopolistic organizations that don't get marketplace feedback to market monopolistic organizations that don't get marketplace feedback.
Right. So even if the government of the United States education system is number one, which it's not now, but even if it was number one, it'd still be the best of the worst.
Every parent would prefer to send their kid to private school than public school.
See you online in the meantime. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lend back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.